朋友，欢迎到活在耶稣里网站来收听福乐人生讲坛。今天的讲员是于洪杰牧师，请你预备好圣经和受教的心，让神的话语祝福你的新生命。
谢谢 worship team 让我们这么喜乐哈。
We thank the worship team for bringing us such joy.
好，我们一起来读今天的经文。
Let's read today's scriptures together.
腓立比书第四章。
Philippians chapter 4.
我们上次已经读过了第一节了，所以我们今天从第二节到第九节。
Start from verse 2 through verse 9.
我劝有阿爹和寻都基要在主里同心，我也求你这真实同父一轭的帮助这两个女人，因为她们在福音上曾与我一同劳苦，还有格利勉并其余和我一同做工的，她们的名字都在生命册上。你们要靠主常常喜乐，我在说你们要喜乐，当叫众人知道你们谦让的心。主已经应当一无挂虑，只要凡事借着祷告祈求和感谢将你们所要的告诉神，神所赐出人意外的平安必在基督耶稣里保守你们的心怀意念。弟兄们，我还有未尽的话，凡是真实的、可敬的、公义的、清洁的、可爱的、有美名的，若有什么德性，若有什么称赞，这些事你们都要思念。你们在我身上所学习的、所领受的、所听见的、所看见的，这些事你们都要去行，是平安的神就必与你们同在。好，那我想我们的 经文就读到这。
That'll be our scripture reading for today.
在我的纲要里面，一开始我有一个稍微的解释，就是在这一章圣经整卷书里面，每一次讲到靠主、靠主、靠主的时候。
I made a footnote right at the beginning of the outline that throughout this book, and particularly in this chapter, we often see the words in the Lord, in the Lord.
他都把我翻译了哈，都是讲到 in the Lord, 是在主里面，在基督里。
The English translation is very good. It speaks of the fact that we are in the Lord, in the presence of God.
虽然腓立比书喜乐这个词出现了很多次。
And in the book Philippians, we see this term appearing often.
但是在基督里或是在主里面或是靠主这几个字出现的比他多了，不是起码将近五倍。
But the notion of being in the Lord and by the Lord, these terms have appear very, very often.
所以腓立比书虽然是在这里讲到一个充满喜乐的见证，但是更重要的信息讲到在基督里。
And this message, this book is delivering a message of joy, but is particularly speaking of the fact that it's important to be in the Lord.
所以今天在这一段小小的圣经里面，我分四个点讲，每一个点正好两节经文。
And I will break this portion of scripture into four points, and each point will be covering exactly two verses.
第一个讲到在主里面要同心负主轭。
And the very first point is to be of the same mind, to bear the Lord's yoke.
第二个讲到在主里面喜乐，彼此谦让。
And then secondly, to rejoice and be gentle in the Lord.
第三个讲到在主里面我们一无挂虑。
And then in the Lord, be anxious for nothing.
第四个讲到我们在主里面追求过那个有意义讨神喜悦的生活。
And then lastly, pursue a lifestyle pleasing to God in the Lord.
所以他不仅仅讲到在主里面该有的生活。
And not only does it talk about the life we ought to have as we are in the Lord.
他也更是讲到这样子的生活也只有在主里面才可能。
More importantly, only when you are in the Lord can you live this way.
所以我们当我们讲到在基督里的时候，
So when we talk about being in Christ,
它不光是一个客观的地位，讲到基督为我们做成的，
It's not just an objective truth of what Christ has accomplished for us.
它更是要把我们带进主观的经历，让我们真在基督里。
But it wants to lead us into a subjective experience that we are truly in Christ.
它是一个境界，它是一种性质，它是一个范围。
It's a realm, it's a nature, it's a boundary.
境界我们很能够明白，像在水里跟在不是 在陆地上跟在海里，就是两个完全不同的境界。
And we talk about being in different realms, whether you are on the ground or whether you're in the ocean, you're completely different, right?
你把一只鱼从水里面放到陆地上来，它没有办法 survive.
You take a fish out of the ocean, you put him on land, there's no way he could survive.
那因为他活在完全不同的境界里面。
Because now he's living in a complete different realm.
那性质。
And when we talk about nature,
说到这个生命的本质到底是什么
it speaks of the very nature, the very quality of this
life. 我们很容易明白一个东西的性质，像一个生铁跟一个不锈钢，它就是不一样。
And what we know, the difference between nature, for example, that of cast iron versus stainless steel.
也许刚开始看起来很像。
In the beginning, the two items may look very much similar.
经过时间，经过风雨的吹蚀，你马上就知道什么是烂铁，什么是不锈钢。
And after time and after environments, you immediately would know which one is cast iron, which one is stainless steel.
那生命的性质更是这样。
And particularly true when we talk about the nature of the life within.
我们所有活出来的东西，就说到我们生命的源头。到底是什么
Whatever we live out speaks of the source of our life.
说到我们生命的性质到底如何
It speaks of the very nature of that life.
所以不要去怪环境，不要去怪周围的人事物。
So don't blame the circumstances, don't blame the people and the things around you.
那些东西不过是个镜子，让我们认识自己到底是怎样的人。
Those things are all but a mirror that to show us who we really are.
我忘记了一个很有名的哲学家，他说你在每一个人身上你都看到镜子。
And there was a very famous philosopher, he said that you would see a mirror as you approach everyone.
他的意思就是说，你从别人怎样对待你，你就看到你自己是怎样对待人。
And what he's saying is, as how people is treating you, you begin to discover this is how you're treating others.
他在这里反映出我们里面生命的实情。
And the person whom you're with is responding to how you are living out.
所以它不仅是个境界，是个性质，它也是一种范围。
It's a realm, it's a nature, and also a particular boundary.
你活在基督里面，跟不在基督里面，它是有界限的，是有范围的。
Whether you are in Christ or you are outside of Christ, there is a boundary that is drawn.
当然，这个东德西德的那个围墙已经被拆掉了哈。
The wall between East and West Germany has been torn down.
同样是德国人。
They're all Germans.
同样呼吸氧气。
They all breathe the same air.
原来都是一起的。
And you look around, they're all
the same. 讲的语言是一样的。
The language is the same.
但是当围墙一出现的时候。
But when the wall came about,
画出了两个范围。
All of a sudden,the territory has been divided.
就像我们跟你们从国内来的弟兄姊妹一样，我们从前以为你们住在铁幕里面。
And just like before, we thought those who are in China, you were living inside of a cell.
Iron curtain.
Oh, iron curtain.
你们在铁幕里面在吃香蕉皮。
And you're behind an iron curtain. You're eating banana peels.
后来人。开放了以后才知道，你们也说我们在台湾吃香蕉皮。
And then after we got in touch with each other, we discovered you thought that's what we were doing.
但是弟兄姊妹，再怎么样，那是一条线。
And it doesn't matter what it is, you discover there is a boundary.
两个不同的境界，不同的范围，不同的性质。
Two boundaries, two different realms, two different nature.
弟兄姊妹，所以在基督里面，你不要把它当作是一件事情要去努力的。
Don't think.Being Christ is something that you need to work diligent towards.
客观上，基督已经做成，我们都被放在基督里面。
Objectively, Christ has already accomplished the truth of putting us in Christ.
而今天，基督在我的里面。
And it is also true that Christ is in me.
圣灵在我们的里面。
The Holy Spirit dwells in us.
他要让我们真正的来经历什么叫做在基督里。
That we may truly experience what it means to be in Christ.
当我们真在基督里的时候，真是我们的一切。
When we're really in Christ, then Christ becomes our all.
他是我们的喜乐，
He is our joy.
他是我们的平安，
He is our peace.
他是我们的价值，
He is our worth.
他是我们的医治， 他是我们的拯救，
He is our healing. He is our salvation.
他是我们的能力， 他是我们的得胜，
He is our power. He is our victory.
他是我们荣耀的盼望，
He is our glorious hope.
Whatever you name it, you have it.
Whatever
你只要讲就是你的。
Whatever you claim it, you have it.
都是我们的。
These things are yours.
因为在基督里已经把所有的祝福都给了我们了。
Because God has given us all things in Christ.
所以今天我们来看哈。
And today we're going to come and look.
第一件事情讲到在主里面同心负主轭。
And the very first thing is to be in one accord, taking on the Lord's yoke in the Lord.
我为什么要引用马太福音十一章二十九节呢？主耶稣说：“我心里柔和谦卑，你们当负我的轭。”
I list the Matthew chapter 11, verse 29 through 30, because the Lord says that He is gentle, He is lowly in heart. You just need to take on His yoke.
那你特别强调主的轭。
And particularly it speaks of the yoke of the Lord.
所以保罗也在这里讲到要同心必须是在主里同心。
And so when Paul says being of the same mind, you need to be in the same mind in the Lord.
你们求你们这真实同负一轭的。
And he says, I urge you, who are true companions.
所以这个恶不是你的恶或我的恶或是教会的恶。
This is not a yoke that belongs to you or belongs to me or yoke from the church.
主耶稣呼召我们起来跟他同负一轭。
But Jesus calls us to be companions to have the same yoke with him.
那这个恶就是神的旨意。
And this yoke speaks of the will of God.
那就是我们今天怎么样子跟主一起来让神的旨意能够实现在这个地上，实现在他百姓中间。
How do we actualize the will of God among His people in this world together in one accord?
但这个同负一轭不是我去同他，或是你去同我。
And this being of the carrying the same yoke doesn't mean that oh I become His companion or I become so and so's companion.
那我想我们读数学的都最简单的一个东西就是 A 如果等于 C。B 也等于 C, 那么 A 就等于 B, 对不对？
And we all who study math, we know the logic that if A equals to C and B equals to C, then A equals to B.
常常都有人问我说你是什么血型？
A lot of people ask me, what did you study?
我有时候喜欢跟他讲我是 C 型。C.
I'm type C. Yeah, okay, what blood type are you? I'm C, type C.
因为我们信的耶稣都应该被主来改变的。
Because when we come to Christ, we should all be changed, right?
不管你是 A 型，你 A 如果等于 C, 它 B 也等于 C, 那我们血型就不是 difference 了哈。
And so when we all come to Christ, whatever blood type you are, we all became blood type C.
你不要说很怕 AB 型的，因为我为什么不肯讲？因为我就是 AB 型。
And you may say, oh, I'm dreadful of those whose blood type are AB because that's my blood type.
AB 型不是大好人就是大坏人。
And there's a saying that.If your blood type is AB, you're either a really good person or you're a terrible person.
不是很聪明的，就是这个无恶不作的人。
You're either very wise and very smart, or you're just contemplating evil every day.
那我又不像好人，又不像这个很聪明的人，所以我就常常不想讲我是 AB 型，太坏了。A 等于 C, B 等于 C, O 等于 C。
A equal to C, B equal to C, O equal to C.
那血型就不应该成为我们的 difference 啊，成为我们的隔阂。
All of a sudden, our blood type, our bloodline shouldn't be a boundary, a separation for us.
真正在基督里面，
if we are truly in Christ,
我们才可能同心。
Then we can truly be of one accord.
圣经上告诉我们，我们是在侍奉同一位主。
The Bible tells us that we're serving the same Lord.
我们里面拥有同一个生命。
We have the same life within.
我们身上肩负着同样的使命。
And we carry about the same commission.
我们面对的同样的仇敌。
We face the same enemy.
我们的脚踏在同一条道路。
Our feet are on the same path.
我们在迎接共同的结局和未来。
We are receiving of the same end.
所有东西都是一样的。
Because we have all these things in common.
这个让我们在基督里，我们没有办法不同心。
So in Christ, it is impossible for us.
我们有太多的不同，但是神不容许我们不同心。
We have many, many differences, but God will not allow us not be of the same mind.
我们有不同，不同会可能会造成漏缝。
And we could be different, and those things may create gaps.
当这个漏缝越大的时候，它就成为破裂。
And when this gap widens, it may be a separation.
再多的祝福一定出去的。
No matter how great the blessings that we receive is going to be leaked out.
所以今天要叫我们去跟人同心是很难的事情。
So today for us to be of the same mind with another person, we know it is very difficult.
因为我们太多不同。
Because we focus on a lot of our differences.
我们的文化不同，背景不同，看法不同，观念不同，喜好不同，我们的生命不同，我们什么都不同。
Our culture, our background, our views, our lives, everything about us, we're different.
但是神从来没有叫我们去看我们的不同。
But God never tells us to focus on our differences.
我们应该去看我们的相同。
And God says, focus on the things where you are common.
真的是同一个生命，同一位主，同样的征战，同样的仇敌。
You have the same life, the same Lord, the same battle, the same enemy.
同样的使命，同样的前途。
The same commission and the same future.
这些东西都要让我们能够越过我们中间所有的不同。
And all of these things should allow us to overcome all the differences that we have.
所以我们在不同的里面，我们都应该要彼此谦卑。
So in our differences, we all need to humble ourselves.
真的要觉得爱中以为亏欠。
And we need to know that we are in debt while we are in love.
因为正在施工中，诸多不便，敬请原谅。
Because this is we're still under construction, a lot of things are still inconvenient. Please forgive us.
对不对？马路上常常看到这个牌子。
And we see these signs all the time, right?
你不要让人家跟你住在一起，一辈子都在施工中。
Don't let people who are living with you feel that you're always under construction.
我们最头痛的就是一天到晚都在施工，对不对
？And what's difficult is that we discover someone's always under construction.
但是另外一面，我们也真的一辈子神都在我们身上工作。
But at the same time, it is true that the Lord is working in our lives all the days as we live.
所以保罗劝这两个非常爱主的姊妹。
So Paul admonishes these two women who really love the Lord.
一定要在主里面同心。
That be of the same mind in the Lord.
第二个叫在主里面喜乐。
And secondly, to rejoice in the Lord.
你们要靠主常常喜乐。我再说你们要喜乐。
Rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I will say rejoice.
我们刚才已经讲过了，喜乐是一个喜乐必须是在基督里的。
And we say the joy must be found in Christ.
所以喜乐不是一件事情去做的。
And joy is not something that you can go and do.
同样的，它是一个生命自然的流露。
It's exactly an outflow that's something very natural from your life.
它也是一个境界。
And it's also a realm.
就当我们真在基督里的时候，你就没有办法不喜乐。
And when we're truly in Christ, it is impossible for you not to rejoice.
当我们不在主里面的时候。
When you're not in the Lord,
我们的那种喜乐就不叫喜乐了，顶多就是快乐。
And what we have really is merely happiness.
因为它是暂时的。
Because it's very temporal.
因为它是受环境影响的。
Because it's influenced by our environment.
当那些叫我们快乐的原因失去的时候，我们就不快乐了。
The reasons and the source for those happiness when they're gone, then we're no longer happy.
喜乐是一个生命的性质，它是一个境界。
But joy is the nature of life. It is a very realm that we are in.
虽然环境刚临到的时候，我们可能会天然生命会 shock.
And maybe in the circumstances as difficulties come, we immediately respond with a shock.
我们会痛苦。
Our natural life.
我们会有反应。
We'll respond to those things.
但是当我们真正在这个基督里的时候
，But immediately when we find that we are truly in Christ,
你发现我们居然可以一面流泪，还一面赞美啊
！You discover that though we may weep.Yet we could praise.
就是李弟兄说的，基督徒是最奇妙的受造。
Brother Watchman Nee says that Christians are the most marvelous of all creations.
他可以一面流泪，但是里面却一面感恩，一面赞美。
They can weep, but inside they can be thankful and they can praise.
我不晓得大家有没有这样子的经验。
I don't know if you understand what I'm talking about.
有时候真的是苦。
Sometimes it really, really is difficult.
真的是没有盼望，疲倦了，灰心了。
We find that we are hopeless. We just lost a sense of hope.
想放弃了。
And we want to let go and give up.
一转到主里面。
And then when we turn to the Lord,
还是有一个说不出来的感恩。
There's an unspeakable thankfulness.
弟兄姊妹，这是在基督里。
Brothers and sisters, this is what it means to be in Christ.
世界上的人不能够了解。
This is something the world cannot understand.
但是只有基督徒可以了解。
But only those who are Christians, they will understand.
因为我们的喜乐不是建筑在外在。
Because our joy is not built upon the outward things.
我们的喜乐也不是建筑在感觉上。
Our joy is not built upon feelings.
我们的喜乐是建筑在基督里。
Our joy is established upon Christ.
我们最近讲感恩的时候，我们特别引用John Darby 的话。
We particularly use the words of John Darby when we talk about Thanksgiving.
他说一个人喜乐的大小决定跟他感恩的程度成正比。
He said that the magnitude of a person's joy is directly proportional to the capacity of his thanksgiving.
当我们不懂得感恩的时候，我们是不可能有喜乐的。
When we do not know how to give thanks, it is impossible for us to truly rejoice.
我们越懂得感恩，就越喜乐。
The more we know how to give thanks, the more joyous we become.
他说喜乐泉已经在我们里面了。
As if the fountain of joy is already in us.
感恩是把这个泉源的盖子打开来。
And being thankful is merely open up the lid of the fountain.
让喜乐泉可以从我们里面出来。
That this fountain It may overflow from within you.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们当我们在讲我们喜不喜乐的时候
，So brothers, when we ask ourselves the question, "Am I rejoicing?"
我在这里问的不是你感不感觉自己很快乐。
I'm not asking you whether you feel that you are happy or not.
而是到底我们跟主的关系是什么
？But what exactly is your relationship with God?
到底那种超越环境，但是却在基督里还有深处喜乐的那个。东西在不在
That's that joy that's able to allow you to surpass all of your circumstances and true joy within you. Does that exist?
这是保罗告诉我们的。
This is what Paul's telling us.
从他的处境来说是没有喜乐的原因的。
And he declared to us through the circumstances that he's in, there's no source for joy.
他被放在监狱这么久，该撒利亚已经放了两年了，又在 海上经过这么长时间大风大浪，现在又被放在罗马监狱，又是两年。
In Caesarea, he's been in prison for 2 years. He's gone through the storms. Now he's in Rome, and he's still in prison for 2 more years.
他有那么多的负担想去实现他。
And there,
sorry. 那么多的负担使命。
And there's so much of the God's commission in his life. He wants to go and bring it to fruition.
弟兄姊妹属灵的情形天天压在他的心上，他关心弟兄姊妹。
And the condition of the brothers and sisters is always on his mind. Is always upon him.
他有那么大福音的负担想传福音。他说，甚至为了骨肉之亲跟基督分离，他都愿意。
He is so eager to share the gospel. He says that I'm willing that those who are ofMy kinsmen, they will come to know Christ for the sake of me losing my life.
但是他却被关在监狱里面，跟他绑在一起，啥事都不能，好像。
But he's in prison. He's chained with someone. There's nothing he could do.
但是弟兄姊妹，他却说：“你们要喜乐，我再说你们要喜乐。
”But he says to the brethren, "Rejoice again! I say, rejoice!"
好，弟兄姊妹。他在这里告诉我们，我们的喜乐不是建筑在外面的。
And he's telling us our joy cannot be founded on the outward things.
有主同在就是天堂。
If the Lord is with us, we are in heaven.
有主同在就能欢唱。
If the Lord's presence with us, we can sing.
没有主，什么都没有的。
If we do not have the Lord, we have nothing.
没有主，所有的快乐都是暂时的。
If we do not have the Lord, everything that we enjoy is just merely temporal.
所以他前面才说，我们要恐惧战惊。做成我们得救的功夫。
And therefore, Paul says, "Be fearful and tremble, and work out your salvation."
因为神的灵在我们里面运行 ，work in us 要 work out 这个 salvation.
Because the Spirit of God is working in us to work out this very salvation.
不光只是在救赎的事情上
，not only on the things pertaining to salvation.
包括我们整个基督徒的人生
，but your entire life as a Christian.
他的喜乐要 work out， 他的平安要 work out.
He's going to work out the joy and the peace from within you.
他的能力、他的得胜、他的圣洁都要从我们里面出来。
His power, his His ability to overcome is all needs to come out through within us.
所以有一个人叫 Kent Kiss， 他曾经讲过一句话。
And there was a person by the name of Kent Kiss.
他说一个没有内在生活的人，他一定是外在环境的奴隶。
And he said, if a person who doesn't have an indwelling life, he's always a slave to his circumstances.
我在说哈，一个没有内在生活的人。
And a person who doesn't have an inward life,
他一定是外在环境的奴隶。
He's always a slave to the outward circumstances.
就说到，如果我们里面跟主的关系是如果是不对的话
，What he's saying is that if our relationship with the Lord within us is not healthy, it's not right.
我们这个人是随着环境起舞的
，And we will rise and fall according to our circumstances.
环境可以自由的来辖制我们
，And our circumstances can very freely hold you in hostage.
其实不光是外在环境的奴隶哈
，And not just merely being a slave to our circumstances.
他也是我们这个旧造旧人肉体的奴隶了
，And that we are also slaves to the old creation to our flesh.
他甚至是我们情绪的奴隶。
And to, I would even say to the extent that we are slaves to our emotions.
你今天都不要碰我。
Don't touch me today.
老爷今天心情不好。
I'm not in a good mood today.
他就很谦让。你是少来惹我。
Don't mess with me.
我今天心情不好。
I don't feel very good today.
弟兄姊妹，我们这个人很容易情绪就辖制我们。
We find that we're very easily bound by our emotions.
我们的心情就可以 dominate 我们这个人。
Our emotions, our feelings can dominate us.
所以弟兄姊妹，保罗在这里告诉我们
，So Paul's telling us here,
要靠主喜乐，就是在主里面喜乐。
By the Lord, in the Lord, rejoice.
那请大家不要听成这是要求。
Do not listen to this as a set of requirements.
圣经上所有的要求都是应许。
And all the requirements in Scripture are promises.
所以圣经上所有神说的话都是祝福。
And so all the words that the Lord has spoken of, those are blessings.
当我们在基督里
，When we are in Christ,
我们就一定喜乐。
You will rejoice.
当我们不喜乐的时候
，When you find that you have no joy,
你不要把它当命令说，哎呀，我要在基督里。
Don't treat it as a command. Oh, I gotta be in Christ.
而是我们里面要有个渴慕，要有个不甘心。为什么我不能享受
？There's got to be a longing, a sense of relentlessness. How come I can't rejoice?
应许 is for everyone.
The promise has been given to everyone.
神的应许无论有多少，在基督里都是是的。
No matter how many of the promises, everything in Christ is yes.
借着他也都是实在的。
And through Christ, everything has become reality.
他不光是某某人的，他也是我的。
Not only it belongs to so and so, but he is mine.
他不光是我得胜的时候是我的，我软弱的时候他还是我的。
Not only in victory is he mine, but in my weakness, he is still mine.
因为在基督里说成了的时候，所有的都是。 我们的了。
Because when Jesus said, it is finished, everything in Christ is ours.
不光宝血赦罪是我们的。
Not only the precious blood and the remission of sin belongs to us.
所有基督里该有的生命、性情和祝福都是我们的。
But all the godly nature that is in Christ, all the blessings is for us.
所以要不甘心。
So we need to be, not satisfied.
所以我们的喜乐
and our joy
建筑在我们跟主的关系上
has to be built upon our relationship with the Lord.
我们的喜乐
our joy
建筑在我们懂得感恩上
has to be built upon our understanding of thanksgiving.
我们的喜乐
our joy
建筑在我们里面真实的平安上
it needs to be founded upon the true peace that's within us.
其实我们今天要读的这八节圣经
So these eight verses that we just read today.
你如果仔细去注的话它正好就像弟兄们曾经讲的要Peace with God, peace with man, peace with everything.
And you discover these three phrases that Pastor Yu just said as you read these verses.
就是我们这个人如果跟神之间有平安的话
If you have true peace with God,
我们就会跟人之间有平安
Then you'll have peace with man.
我们就会跟所有的事情有平安
And you'll have peace with everything around you.
但是你发现我们这个人很容易焦躁，很容易不安，我们跟所有的遭遇没有平安
But you discover we become anxious very easily, we lose that peace very easily.
你发现我们的人际关系可能出问题，彼此不和
You discover we have problem relationships.
我们跟人中间没有平安
And we no longer have peace with the people around us.
多少的医生告诉我们，人生病绝大多数是从情绪来的，从心情来的，心理的病来的。
Many medical doctors would tell us a lot of the illnesses would come from the fact that we are emotionally unhealthy.
弗里德牧师告诉我们说，绝大部分心理的病都是人际关系出了问题。
Particular pastor tells us that predominantly, all of our problems arise from issues with people around us.
我们没有平安，是因为我们跟人中间失去了平安。
We don't have peace because we lost.That one accord, that peace with the people around us.
我们没有平安就不可能有喜乐。
If we do not have peace, we couldn't have joy.
同样的
Similarly,
保罗在这里也劝我们
Paul here admonishes us.
要去思想那些有价值的事，要去做那些有价值的事。
To meditate, to think on the things that are worthy, that are praiseworthy, to do the things.
这样赐平安的神就必与你们同在。
They said the God of peace will be with you.
看到了没有？这个平安，当我们跟神中间有 peace 的时候
，You discover that when you have peace with God.
当我们过讨神喜悦的生活的时候
，When you live a particular lifestyle that is pleasing to God.
我们跟神中间充满了 peace.
All of a sudden, you discover that you have peace with God.
不光是充满了平安
，Not only are you full of peace.
他说 ，peace of God， 这个赐平安的神要亲自跟我们同在
，But the God of peace himself will be with you.
那不是苦苦追求的，那是他自然跟我们同在。
It's not that you're pursuing very, very diligently and very hard, but very naturally the Lord would be with us.
因为我们跟他之间，我们讨他喜悦。
Because we do the things that are pleasing to him.
所以在这里讲到要在主里面喜乐。
So again, it tells us rejoice in the Lord.
第三个讲到要在主里面一无挂虑。
And thirdly, be anxious for nothing in the Lord.
在这里我们要提到三个点哈。
And we mentioned three things.
第一个，应当一无挂虑。
First of all, be anxious for nothing.
Is that true? 真的吗
？Is that true?
Is that possible?
Is it possible?
怎么都不翻国语？我弄这么简单的，那可能吗
？Can it be?
真的可能吗
can it really be?
所以我们里面常常就是因为自己做不到，所以我们就对圣经的话，我们就半信半疑。
We discover that because we can't do it, so we can't put our faith and we can't anchor it on the Word of God.
我跟你说，圣经上的每一个字
，I tell you every word in Scripture,
每一个应许
，every promise in Scripture,
都是用神的灵吹气而成的。
They are spirit breathed.
当神这么说的时候
，when God says it.
它不光是一个应许
Not only is it a promise,
当他用命令的时候
And when he commands it,
就告诉我们这是我们应该进去的不应该丢掉的
And he says, these are the things you must enter in. You should not lose these.
有一些他是呼召的
Some of these things are of his call.
若有人要跟从我
If anyone wants to follow me,
就当舍己背起他的十字架来跟从我这是讲到若这是 conditional.
Then he must deny himself, take up his cross and follow me. These are conditional.
他呼召我们
He calls us.
他没有强迫我们
He did not force us.
你如果真要跟随我
If you really want to come follow him,
你就要 put down yourself, follow me.
You got to put down yourself and follow me.
但是有一些东西是用命令的。
But some things the Lord gives it as a command.
对我们来说就不是可有可无的。
But for us, it's not something that we can do or without.
我常常跟你们讲到，荣教师对我有很大的帮助哈。Pearl Young.
Sister Pearl Young was a tremendous help to me.
他接受这些话，他都是完全当作命令来顺服的。
And when she reads these words, she reads it as a command for her to obey.
他告诉我们说，当他有忧虑的时候，他就知道他 sin against God.
And she says, when she is anxious, she knows she's sinning against God.
他说，当我里面有忧虑烦恼的时候，我知道我在犯罪，我得罪神。
She says, when I am anxious, when I'm worrying, I know that I'm actually sinning against the Lord.
他说：“当我不喜乐的时候，我知道我在犯罪。”
He says, "When I'm no longer rejoicing, I know I'm sinning."
因为帖撒罗尼迦第五章说到要常常喜乐，不住的祷告，凡事谢恩。
But First Thessalonians tells us, to pray without ceasing and all things give thanks.
当我为了我的遭遇不能够感谢的时候，我知道我在犯罪，我在得罪神。
And when I no longer can give thanks for my circumstances, then I know that I'm sinning, I'm offending God.
因为他说这是主的命令。
Because God commanded me to be so.
所以他把每一个圣经上的东西当作是神的应许，当作是神的命令。
So she treats everything that she read as the command of the Lord, as the promises of the Lord.
所以在这里第一件事情，我希望弟兄姊妹我们一起来，我也在学，先不要想可不可能。
So brother and sister, I want to pray that we would all learn together. We would set aside this mindset of, is it really possible?
而是让我们看见这是神的应许，这是神的命令。
But we see it as this is God's command.And this is his promise.
神不会去要求我们做不到的事。
God would never ask us to do something that we cannot do.
神不会应许是他不能够成就的事。
God would never promise us something that he cannot fulfill.
当他说的时候，
when he says it,
他全部预备好了。
He's prepared everything already.
信就得着了。
When you believe, you'll have it.
我们愿意来支取，我们就得着了。
If you're willing to receive it, it is yours.
在得着的路上，虽然我们可能会有学习，会有经验，可能会上上下下，但是他会带我们进去的。
In the process of learning, maybe we will stumble.And fall, we would have our ups and downs, but by faith, the Lord is going to lead us in.
那我们像保罗一样说，主，你怎样对我说，我相信事情要怎样成就。
So like Paul, we would say, Lord, how whatever you say, we know that it will be accomplished.
我真羡慕一无挂虑的生活。
I desire to have a life where I am anxious for nothing.
这里讲到一无挂虑。
Be anxious for nothing.
他已经讲得很重了 ，for nothing.
For nothing.
然后 ，don't worry about anything， 对，另外的翻译。
Don't worry about anything，
就是一件都不可以。
Not even one thing。
好，那么怎么样子来做到呢
？So how do we do it？
中文的圣经说到，只要凡事借着祷告、祈求和感谢，将你们所要的告诉神。
In everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God。
那我特别把英文放出来，就是在英文的翻译里面。
In the English translation,
他是说带着感恩的心，借着祷告和祈求，把所要的告诉神。
Again, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God.
所以你要知道感恩的心是多么重要。
As you discover all of a sudden how important it is to have a thankful heart.
这是我们每一次的祷告都应该要有的心境，这是圣经上说的，要带着感恩的心。然后借着祷告和祈求，把所要的告诉神。
And this is the state of our heart that it ought to be as we are praying, as we come before the Lord.
祷告说到与神相会和相交。
And as we are praying, it talks about our communion with God, our fellowship with God.
祈求说到我们对他的信靠和交托。
And request speaks of our trust and our reliance on Him.
把我们的需要，把我们的难处，把我们的盼望告诉他。
Our needs, our difficulties, our hopes, we all come and declare it to Him.
所以保罗说凡事。
And so Paul says everything.
凡事
in everything,
每一件事都借着这样子做
so in everything, do it this way.
把所有里面的事情借着祷告祈求交给神
by prayer and supplication hand it over to God.
朋友你收听的是福乐人生讲坛的系列节目我是玛丽姐妹欢迎你给我们来信分享收听后的感想也欢迎你在我们活在耶稣里福音网站收听和收看其他的节目愿神的话语祝福你的新生命